And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for One-on-One with the Pro, and we've got Brett Harsh here with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
doing okay. Now, what's going on at Bartlesville Health and Rehab these days? What do we got on the ticket here?
Well, we're still planning on having our blood drive. That's going to be on Tuesday, December 29th. I did confirm that we can only have 29 slots. They're going to bring the bus back, kind of like we did last time.
That's nice.
It was very convenient. Great way for us to, you know, have some people come in and give blood and be able to social distance at the same time. I did check with them to see if we could possibly get more. And unless we allow them in our building, it's pretty much kind of a no-go on the more than 29 slots. Because they can't have enough employees up there to help out and to get, you know, more people going at the same time while being able to social distance. So, and I don't think this time around, I don't think that we're going to be letting them come into the building. I've been talking with our account manager, and we think it's a little too soon with COVID and everything going around. Mm-hmm. It's just probably kind of one of those things. It's a safety precaution, just, you know, better safe than sorry. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
You know, we brought this up. We were making some strides forward, and then of course you see the numbers fluctuate and things like that. So it's always good to have that careful eye out there. How are our patients doing there? How are our clients? How are they faring?
They're doing well. Unfortunately, we have had a resident test positive. Mm-hmm. I believe it was last week. And another employee has tested positive as well. Both are doing very well, though. They caught it real early on the resident. She's doing well. She's been quarantined in a room. Our nurses, our staff, and our CNAs, everybody, you know, all of our employees have done a really good job of you know, kind of caring for her and being sure to, you know, stay on top of those symptoms. Mm-hmm. And everything. And, you know, she's had a little discomfort, but as far as, you know, the overall, the sickness and everything goes, from the reports that I've been getting, she's doing really well. She's hanging in there and she's fighting it. And, so it, you know, it's pretty good.
Now, other things going on, we were opening up things a little bit last time we talked, as far as visitation is concerned. Where do we stand now with folks wanting to see their loved ones?
So, because of the positive test, and especially the positive test with the resident, we did have to go back to phase one, which means, you know, we can't let anybody in the building to visit, but we can still utilize the visitation station, you know, by calling and making an appointment. You talk to the ladies at the front, and they'll kind of give you a time schedule on when you can come up and see them. But, you know, fortunately, we do have the visitation station,
so you're not cut off.
Yeah. Not completely cut off. You know, it's obviously not as good as, you know, in the same room face to face, you know, being able to hug your loved ones. But in this day and age, and, you know, the times we're having and going through, it's kind of one of those things. We just got to be safe. So at least they can, you know, see each other and you know, talk to each other through that glass. So.
Oh, indeed. And so much care and so much caution over the months, and everything that's been learned and has been implemented, and folks can be very well reassured of, you know, everyone's going to be safe, because we take so many precautions.
We do. We have done, you know, about everything we can, I think, to follow through with the CDC guidelines. And it's, you know, it seems like it's different every week, and it gets kind of stressful, but at the same time, you know, everybody's done a really good job of being able to, you know, communicate with each other, going over some things, you know, having meetings about, you know, the mm-hmm. best way to go about things and doing things like that. Like I said, it can get stressful, but safety is our number one thing. So we want to keep everybody safe, especially the residents, and just being able to stop, you know, it's kind of inevitable with the numbers spiking, you know, around mm-hmm. around the country, that, you know, people are going to test positive, unfortunately. But, you know, it's all about getting on top of it, getting in there early, and just kind of trying to stop that spread to kind of, you know, get it cut off before it really gets ramped up in there.
So. Oh, understood. Once again, the blood drive is coming up in December, mm-hmm. and do we need to call ahead, or how do we go about that? Do we go with OBI and...
So I'm handling the majority of the signups.
Okay, great.
So yeah, so you can email me, you can call our office. I am planning on probably, it will be for sure this week. I'm going to look into trying to get it on there today. I will be making a flyer, posting it to our Facebook page, and I'll have all my contact info on there and everything like that. So, you know, an email or a phone call will suffice, and then I can, you know, just get them signed up, and then they will actually, it's pretty cool how it works, because of the online thing. As soon as I sign them up and I have a valid email for them, they get the blood drive. The institute sends them an email that confirms their appointment. It tells them the location and the time of when they need to be there. So they'll have all that information, so they can kind of go off that.
Sweet. What else do we have cooking?
So right now we are performing outbreak testing, because of the COVID positive test,
yeah,
where we have to go in and test every resident, every employee. You know, it's just another one of those things. It's pretty stressful. It's kind of a crazy time, but everybody's doing a really good job of, you know, hanging in there together. All of our employees are coming together, you know, fighting against this and really helping each other out, working mm-hmm. with each other, doing everything they can to, you know, kind of stop the spread. So it's, like I said, it is stressful, but it's just one of those things we kind of have to do, and they're doing a really good job about going about it. So
you're listening to One-on-One with the Pro here at K1, the one you trust. We have Brad Harsh in here, and he is from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I want to go to the apartments here, because you guys had a little rehab going on there. You kind of everything looks brand new.
Yeah, we did. So back early to late spring.
Uh-huh.
I believe, because I came in July, and I believe that they really came in, and, you know, that's when kind of the remodels took place. Because mm-hmm. I remember when I first came in, that was one of my first things I noticed and got posted on the Facebook page pretty quickly was the new apartments and
look at this, the
remodels. That was a really good marketing thing to kind of start off there. Mm-hmm. So they look really great. They've done a great job with those, and, you know, just it looks like just an everyday normal apartment, a nice apartment. So mm-hmm. The people that live there really love them too. So yeah, it's really great. And then everything on the outside that's been done with the new paint, with the patio, our new sign up front that our maintenance guys, you know, put up together, that looks great too. So it's, in this time, you know, it's really important to find positive things to focus on. And
sure.
That's been a really great thing. It's kind of given more light and more positivity to some people to focus on, and it's been really good.
Now, what are these running as far as monthly rental rates?
So our apartments right now are still at the discounted rate. They're still at $850 a month. Mm-hmm. So
they're pretty darn good
for what it is, and for what you get out of it. It is the pricing is really, it's really pretty good.
And on top of that, you're close to everything you need. So if you need medical help, you're right there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And if you need to, you know, kind of get things to the bones and joints moving, you're right there too.
Yeah, and it's really good, because you have your own apartment. Like I said, it's like just a normal everyday apartment. Yeah. And I mean, we have meal plans that we offer as well, so you can pay that money to get, you know, one meal a day, two meal a days, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, that we can bring you, and you can order in and have cooked and whatever. It's restaurant style dining in our Ooh. Kitchen, so it's, you know, it's really good. I mean, we have a bunch of our employees that eat there, so I mean, they want lunch there too, because our cooks do such a great job of, you know, of making food, and it's really pretty cool, you know. But on the other side of that too, if you don't want to do that, I mean, you don't have to. You're just, you know, like I said, you stay there. You are a resident there. So I mean, if you want to have, you know, you want to have your own food, you want to make your own food if you can, then that's an option too. So I think the flexibility and the freedom is really what people like, because you can have, you know, both sides of the spectrum there. So it's pretty cool.
But if you're gonna have the chance to get pampered, why not, man?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I thought too. I think I'd try to be in there having people bring me food every day.
You do the dishes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Now, people can visit online, and they can find a whole lot of information. Plus, I guess you can talk back and forth as well with your website, correct?
Yeah. So our website is BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. We're still kind of trying to find a way to get in there and kind of, you know, edit some things on that. But we do have a lot of great information on there. Our Facebook page, I'm on our Facebook page every day trying to, you know, get it where it's really accessible. I've added some things on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, our employees also do a good job, you know, in our offices of responding, because we have people that, you know, have questions, which
sure.
that's understandable, and they, you know, they shoot us a message on Facebook, and we do, I think everybody does a pretty good job of, you know, getting back to them in a timely manner and getting their questions answered. We've had compliments on that, just how helpful, you know, everybody's been, so that's really good. But as far as the information, yeah, that's, I mean, you can use either one of those, our Facebook page or the website. And, you know, I'm out and about in the community as well. I'm constantly handing out, you know, flyers and, you know, and just basically just information that people may not know, and they can either make copies or, you know, ask me for another one or whatever, and you get them passed on to some other people that might be interested. So we just pretty much kind of do whatever we can to get the word out and to let people know and try to, you know, try to make it easy on them. So
here's a big question. Where are you located?
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, which is just north of the hospital. That's how a lot of people recognize it. Like we always say, we're the facility just north of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we can be reached by phone at 918-333-9545.
Oh, very good, very good. And again, you know, we'll have everything up on the website here for the blood drive. So just be patient. We wanted to get the feelers out there, make sure everybody knew that it was coming. And then with this ought to be great. The last one you had, boy, it was jam-packed.
It was. We had a great turnout. And they took over half of the people that donated. They took over half of their donations, which is a really good number to be able to accept that, because they have to, you know, some people just for whatever reason may want to give blood or sign up, but they can't for various, you know, health reasons, or just, you know, something may go wrong or something where they can't give blood. Like I said, over half of our signups got to where they could donate some blood. So mm-hmm. it was really good. And yeah, you are right. We, you know, just patience is kind of key right now, with the positive tests and in the COVID and everything. It has been a little bit hectic, but I am going to get the flyer and everything posted on Facebook. So, and any questions that anybody has, I'll be glad to answer them. So we'll get that taken care of.
Very, very good. Now, coming up in springtime, we're kind of running out of the days. We might have a day or two left here in the fall. But, boy, I tell you what, that new patio experience and the other amenities outdoors, really nice. That they did a great job.
It is very nice.
We've been to the ground, you got to see it.
We've been very fortunate with some weather too in the last few weeks. We've had some you know high 60s and 70 degree. We've even had a couple days it's almost, you know, been around 80.
Yeah.
And the residents love that. If they can get out there, it's you're absolutely right. They did a really good job on that. That was, you know, with the and now it looks even better, cuz the grass is kind of around it. It's growing slowly because of the time of year, mm-hmm. but they've planted some flowers and stuff out there as well, and they have it built, the actual patio, around a tree that's really pretty, and some benches and stuff. So when it's nice outside, they love it. And you're right. I mean, when we get in the spring and summertime, I think it's really going to be a big hit. So
that's going to be the new community place, I get the feeling.
Yeah, that's where all the meetings are probably going to take.
Where you get to hear the news, you know?
Absolutely. That's probably where all of our meetings will take place, too.
Probably so. Brett Harsh is with us here. And once again, he is with Barnesville Health and Rehab. And again, for folks to find you on the web and on Facebook, how do they find you?
So our website is BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. Our Facebook page is just Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. We're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be contacted at 918-333-9545.
All right. Hey, Brett, take care of yourself. And I mean that.
Yeah.
Because weekend activities can sometimes, you know, put a cramp in us. Oh, did I say cramp? I'm sorry about that, buddy. Anyway,
yeah.
Brett's a softball player, and he has a lot of fun with it. Just had a little too much fun. But you're going to do great. And, of course, I can't wait to see you. I think we got a slot next Monday if you're well, drop by at 9:30.
That sounds great.
Sorry, it'll be the following Monday after that.
The following Monday.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. That
sounds great.
We'll get you all set up and ready to go on that. Okay, take care now.
All right, thank you.